Thank you, Min. Hi, I'm Ben Mares. How's everyone doing today? You may find it strange that I'm not speaking out of my mouth. You might even find it strange that this is not my voice. Of course, this has a reasonable explanation. I have been sick for a while, and I still am a little sick. Don't worry, I'm no longer contagious. But as a result of being sick, I sometimes have difficulty talking. Since I decided to plan my presentation so well this time, I decided to go talking style, and have my computer speak for me. Please raise your hand if you have any questions, and I can pause and answer with my real voice. In our first presentation, we talked a lot about Lie groups, computing their characters, and how to reduce this geometric problem to a problem of combinatorics over what we call the root system. I would like to start by quickly going through what we discussed. A representation is a group action on a vector space. Of interest are the irreducible representations, which have no invariant subspaces. As you may or may not recall, our method was to transform a Lie group into a Lie algebra, and then transform the Lie algebra into a root system. A Lie group is essentially a matrix group. Examples are U1, the unit circle in the complex plane, and O3, the rotations of real Euclidean 3 space fixing some origin. The Lie algebra is the tangent space at the identity matrix. It is a vector space that may be thought of as infinitesimally generating the Lie group. For the circle group, U1, the tangent space is the real line, thought of as the set of all x in the formula e to the I, x. In general, matrix exponentiation goes from the Lie algebra to the Lie group. Before passing to the root system, we need the Lie bracket, which is the infinitesimal version of the group commutator. The Lie algebra for O3 is just R3. Under exponentiation, a vector in the Lie algebra corresponds to a rotation. The direction of the vector determines the axis of rotation, and the magnitude of the vector is the angle of rotation. Last time, by using the whiteboard eraser, I computed x hat bracket y hat, by showing that an infinitesimal rotation about the x-axis, followed by an infinitesimal rotation about the y-axis, followed by the inverse x-axis rotation, and then the inverse y-axis rotation, results in a z-axis rotation. Thus, x hat bracket y hat is z hat, and in general, the bracket is the cross product. Now to get the root system, we take a maximal subspace on which the bracket vanishes. Then we decompose the Lie algebra, according to the eigenvalues of the bracket with respect to this subspace. These eigenvalues, called roots, generate a lattice called the root lattice. And this is what we use to understand irreducible representations. I will now turn it over to Min, who will further review root systems. End of track 1.